wrap up then the doctrine of perseverance here by looking just briefly at the means, which are very obvious, and then some conclusions. The means are, first of all, obviously the Word of God. We hide it in our hearts, David says, to keep us from sinning. Psalm 119, verse 11. The Word of God does all for us that we need to do to be kept standing. It gives us great and precious promises. It gives us serious warnings. It forms and molds the believer, keeps his feet on the way. Now, that word, of course, must be continually applied by the Holy Spirit within us. So word and spirit work together to enable us to persevere. The second means by which we persevere is that of obedience, obedience to duties. That, too, is very obvious, isn't it? We backslide when we don't obey, and we are in danger of apostasy when we don't obey. Sometimes we must even treat believers as unbelievers when they're backsliding. They must return to God as they came to Him the first time. Disobedience is a serious problem, serious threat to perseverance. Obedience, on the other hand, is the means by which we persevere. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us, in season, out of season, to bind our consciences to obey the Lord. And a third important means, albeit a bit less important than the other two, but still very important practically, I believe, is Christian fellowship. Our old fathers used to liken this to a group of live coals that were burning, and they said, if you take one coal and you put it off by itself somewhere else, it will lose its heat and become dead. Christians belong together. God can wonderfully preserve in unusual circumstances for a period of time a Christian all by himself somewhere, but I believe in the communion of saints. God has made us to need fellowship, and we get strength from one another. The body of the church moves and lives and grows together. That's an important image, isn't it, of the Church of Jesus Christ, a body. So as I'm walking right now across the front of this room, my arms and my legs, you see, are all working together. And so, in the Christian church, those who disfellowship themselves from fellow believers, those who never commune, suffer greatly in their spiritual walk of life. We need one another to encourage one another, to exhort one another, to guide one another. Iron sharpens iron.